WrestleSpective Radio is not affiliated with World Wrestling Entertainment, TNA Wrestling, Ring of Honor Wrestling, or any other sports entertainment entity or personality.
You're listening to WrestleSpective Radio. Learn to love it.
Hello, and welcome to WrestleSpective Radio at FairToFlare.com. I'm Jason Mann, and with me today is Don Owens of the Future Endeavors podcast. How you doing, Don?
What's up, Jason? How's it going?
I'm doing real well. When we're finishing up our series on WrestleMania final matches, we've 25 down, one to go, and what better way to end with one of the best main events in WrestleMania history, I think it's fair to say. Shawn Michaels against The Undertaker at WrestleMania 26, and very special for you because you were there.
Yeah, you know, that's that kind of dates to where me and you first initially hooked up, you know, through Twitter. I was going to WrestleMania 26 live last year in Phoenix, Arizona, and talking with you on Twitter, and you were asking me to do some live coverage for you from the event, and you know, look where we are now, a year later. And,
excellent point. Yeah, it's our first connection, and it's been quite a year for us. So
yeah, remember the man with the Twitter icon of the European title?
yes.
Just saying, do some live coverage for me, and you know, you did the live chat, and it was feeding in my Twitter feed, and. Yeah, I mean, WrestleMania 26, just an amazing night still to this point, the highlight of my life, honestly, that whole weekend doing the fan access and doing the Hall of Fame and doing, you know, then WrestleMania that Sunday, you know, and it was just so special for so many reasons. I mean, it was such a stacked card from top to bottom. I mean, on paper, it was probably one of the best, most solid-looking lineups of any WrestleMania. And, you know, several matches, you know, definitely delivered on that. And, of course, your main event, the rematch, you know, streak versus career, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, just an amazing match. And, wow, what an experience to see that live. I mean, I've been to, you know, a good dozen of WWE events live, and there's not very many matches that really get you in your seat, out of your seat, in your seat, out of your seat, and just gets the crowd pumped. And, you know, you got half the arena saying, let's go Taker, and half of the, let's go Shawn. And the crowd was so divided that night. I mean, with so many stakes on the line, you know, and it was just a surreal moment for me. You know, it's no secret Shawn Michaels, my favorite, you know, superstar of all time. You know, loved Shawn from day one when I, you know, liked the WWE. And, you know, going into this match, it was, you know, definitely a very big moment, because it was bittersweet, you know, because for one end, I'm like, I'm going to get, you know, it was sad because if he lost, obviously that was going to be his last match. But at the same time, you know, I got to be there for his final match. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I hold so dear, is that I got to witness him perform his last match live in person. And what a match it was. I mean, so much emotion. Like I said, my friend that I went with is a huge Undertaker fan. Undertaker's his favorite wrestler. So he got me sitting there screaming for Shawn. He's sitting there screaming for Taker. And the emotion was just so back and forth. You know, the match was amazing. And, you know, it's so hard when people always ask me, would you like better the, you know, 25 or the 26? And, you know, it's hard for me to even make that decision just because, you know, 26... It shines so much more to me just because I was there for that and witnessed that, you know, and then nothing will take away from that final moment in that match of, you know, Shawn kicking out again, Undertaker picking him up, basically saying, just go down already, you know, and Shawn mimicking the throat slash and getting probably the biggest tombstone I've ever seen Undertaker deliver in his life, you know, actually jumping in the air and crashing down with it, and, you know, there was just so many moments in that match where I held my head in my hands saying, it's over, you know, and Sean's lost it, and then Sean kicked out, and it was just, the arena just erupted, and, it, you know, just that happened so many times where he almost gave hope, but then he kept kicking out, and it was just so amazing, and you're like, is he really going to do it? Is he going to pull it off? You know, unfortunately, I'd already heard so many rumors of, you know, Sean packing it up and getting ready to retire, so I had a feeling he was going to, you know, pretty much lose that match, but in the back of your mind, you know, you feel if anybody's going to defeat Undertaker's streak, it's probably Shawn, and you know, he laid it all out, and he gave his heart, and Undertaker gave his heart, and they had an amazing match, and seeing the embrace after the match, and Shawn walking up the ramp for the last time, and the crowd getting into the thank you, Shawn. I mean, what a just a surreal moment. I mean, it literally almost brought tears to my eyes to sit and, you know, see him pretty much my idol, you know, walk away from the sport. But I mean, like I said, I mean, being my favorite of all time, getting to see his final match, what a match, probably one of the, you know, my favorite all-time matches in the whole history of the WWE, and just something I'll never, ever forget.
Cool. Well, yeah, as far as comparing it to the WrestleMania 25 match, I'd say I like this one a little bit better. I think the story is a little bit stronger. Like, I feel like 25, they're doing an awful lot of cool things and having a really dramatic match, but it's sort of the, you know, they're kicking out of everything, and it's really exciting, but it's sort of like the big move, kick out, then they recover right away, do another big move, or, you know, the other guy recovers, does a big move kind of thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. It was an exciting match, but I liked sort of the storytelling here a little better. I like, you know, kind of the Sean starts off, you know, kind of doing the cat and mouse thing, sort of attacking and, you know, evading and all of that. And, you know, but Taker's able to take advantage, do some of his signature stuff. And he tries the, he goes to the top and, but then lands awkwardly on his leg after the old school fist drop. And then kind of, then you kind of do, you know, kind of, you kind of have Sean targeting the leg. And I just really like the strategy there of, you know, Taker's, you know, trying to get him with his big moves, but Sean's able to, you know, kind of get everything, you know, to try to, you kind of cut it off by going after the knee. And also like kind of, you know, them evading like their signature stuff, like Sean trying a quick super kick and Taker backing off of it. And, you know, just, you know, cool stuff like that. And when, you know, after Sean's been working the knee for a while, just like locking in that figure four and, you know, Taker like selling that major pain. I mean, he didn't do that very often, honestly, you know, he, you know, really did that only, you know, for certain guys and in really, you know, obviously important matches. And there's, you know, hardly, there haven't been too many more important matches in his career really in WWE history than this one. So, you know, that I like when they, you know, when they bring out stuff like that in a match like this. And, you know, as far as, you know, I thought there was just some really cool, you know, other stuff with, like when Sean is, you know, when, Taker goes after the, Hell's Gate and then, Sean rolls it over and gets like a really good near fall, just, you know, which I almost bought as the finish, you know, even though, yeah, I was like you, I was pretty sure that it was, you know, Sean was done and it was his last match, but yeah, just the way they worked it was really, really, fun and exciting and, you know, just classic storytelling. And, you know, we, you know, talk about, you know, kind of, you know, after Sean's, you know, kind of works the leg more, like it's an ankle lock and grapevines the leg, and then Taker's able to kind of, kick Sean in the face to get out of that, which I liked. That was kind of a moment that like harkened back to WrestleMania 21 when, you know, Angle got the ankle lock on Sean and Sean was fighting out of it forever and, you know, couldn't counter it and all that. So I liked, you know, I liked some of the allusions to, you know, some of their old classic matches too. And, you know, just, you know, really cool stuff. And then you get sort of toward the, end where, Sean gets an out of the, nowhere super kick for a close two, which that was right after the, Hell's Gate spot. And then he sets up another one, tunes the band, but then Taker blocks it, and then he hits the last ride for two. and then ends up tossing him outside, clearing him off the table, and sets up a power bomb. But then Sean, you know, is able to get out of it, then goes to the top rope and hits a moonsault on his legs, and just, you know, not that Sean didn't do like spectacular stuff, but that was one of the most spectacular things he'd ever done. And in his last match, I mean, what were you thinking, you know, when he came off the came off the top and hit that moonsault?
Oh my God, it was ouch. That's pretty much all I could think. I mean, you know, it's still to this day when I see that replay of him basically crashing across that table on his abs, you know, it's just so painful. I mean, to come off that kind of height and smash on a table, you know, and that's not the first time he's done that. I mean,
no.
You know, and every time he does that, I just like, oh man, how did he not crack two ribs? You know, I mean, it's just, it's crazy that he could take something like that and then continue on to just continue to perform at such a high level.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, at that point, you know, they both end up getting back into the ring, and then Sean gets another super kick, and then Taker's kicking out of it. But I thought the difference here with the, you know, like you have the same excitement on the, you know, kicking out of the big moves and stuff, but I thought the selling in between it was just a little bit stronger, like, you know, you know, then kind of, you know, getting to the signature moment that you were talking about with Taker or Sean trying another kick, Taker getting the choke slam and then hits the tombstone, but then it's a two count. And then it's then there's like an audible gasp, you know, from the audience and Taker, you know, being stunned because, you know, the...
Exactly. You know, when that happened, that's like I said, you know, he tombstoned him and I immediately just put my head in my hands and I wasn't even watching anymore. Because I was just like, it's over, you know, and I was just prepared to try to soak in that moment. And then when I heard the crowd go, ah, you know, when he kicked out, I pulled my head up and I was like, are you serious? He just kicked out again of a tombstone? You know, it was just such, like that moment right there was just such a breath of fresh air that I was like, is he going to do it? You know, that once again just put in that faith that, you know, Sean's going to actually pull it off because he's kicked out of two tombstones now. And, you know, and that you just felt was at the end of the match. And when he kicked out that time, it was just such a moment. I mean, because I'll never forget just, you know, looking down at the floor and just putting my hands over my head and just being ready to accept the fate. And when he kicked out, just what a moment, man.
Yeah. And then, you know, then there's the very famous, you know, now very famous moment of Undertaker pulling down his straps, going for the throat slash motion, but then stopping and just screaming at Sean to stay down, but then Sean slashes his own throat and then slaps Undertaker really hard, you know, making him, you know, angering the Undertaker, and then Taker basically grabs him and then hits a really, strong jumping tombstone, and then that's it. That's the three counts, and, you know, it just, you know, I don't know. Did you think that, you know, was that like a... Was that a huge pop? Was that like sort of a hush in the crowd? Was that a combined moment? I mean, what do you remember about that?
I remember it being a little bit more of a hush moment, you know, because I think it hit everybody at that moment that it was just done for Sean. I mean, the crowd was very much for Sean, you know, at least in my section. I mean, you know, there was a lot. I mean, like I said, it was really hard at moments because it was very, you know, sporadic in the crowd where, you know, you had the Sean people and the Undertaker people. But, you know, every time Sean would hit a move, I mean, it was such, you know, big pops. And, you know, yeah, at the end when the 1-2-3 actually went down, it immediately was more of like, oh, no. Like, it was kind of a gasp. Like, it truly is over, you know. And then it just, it turned into a mutual respect thing where people started cheering and stuff, you know, when you know, Undertaker hugged him and they embraced and, you know, kind of, you know, Undertaker walked off. And I don't think you see this on the DVD or anything, but when Undertaker is walking back up the ramp, I mean, he stops and points back at the ring and kind of starts clapping and stuff. And I mean, he showed a real big amount of, you know, respect for Sean. And, you know, and the crowd just instantly kicked in with the thank you, Sean chants. And, you know, so, I mean, yeah, you know, when it was over, there was cheers, of course, because, I mean, there's a lot of Undertaker fans. But, you know, I think it was more of a, you know, surreal moment at the same time for a lot of people, including myself, that was just like, oh, that's it, you know, where we are going to say goodbye right now to a lot of our, you know, people in this arena's, you know, favorite superstar. So, I mean, it was just a mind-blowing moment.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, you know, Sean kind of has the slow walk up the ramp, and everyone's cheering for him, and it's a real nice moment, you know, really nice send-off. They were obviously, you know, very smart to make this the final match, because this, you know, this definitely clearly was the one that people were there to see. It was the biggest thing, and it obviously, you know, it stole the show again, although, you know, Undertaker Cena had a pretty strong match. Jericho and Edge had a, you know, pretty good match, too. You know, but clearly this was the one that people had the deepest emotional investment in, and, you know, and it was, you know, it was exactly the right choice. So, you know, you'd
100%.
Yeah. I mean, you don't, you know, the only other time that you had any sort of similar, instance of someone walking off to, you know, presumably to their retirement was Hogan at WrestleMania 8, but, you know, that really didn't, obviously that was not Hogan's last match, but that really didn't, like, have, like, the same emotional resonance to it at all, even though, you know, Hogan was, you know, is arguably the biggest star they've ever had, but, you know, there were different circumstances, but it's, you know, but as far as just, you know, an emotional moment that's a possible send-off to somebody's career at the end of WrestleMania, or even in WrestleMania history, the only thing that I can think of that compares was the Randy Savage Elizabeth reunion there, but I think that was more just about that the culmination of that storyline rather than, you know, Savage being gone, you know, which was
right.
Which was also important, but I, you know, that was really, you know, Elizabeth and Randy Savage, you know, embracing, you know, after all that time. So,
well, you can't forget, I mean, you also had the Flair moment,
yeah,
you know, when Shawn retired Flair,
yeah,
you know, where that was the same kind of thing of everybody saying thank you Flair and show them the respect. I mean, you know, big moment there too.
Absolutely, yeah. I would say if you're talking about like top five most emotional WrestleMania moments, I mean, that's you know, it's in that mix. Maybe probably, you know, two or three, depending. You know, depending on how you feel, I guess. So
yeah,
That's but
number one for me.
Yeah, I mean, nothing is going to top Randy Savage and Elizabeth for me, but, you know, it's good. It's great, you know, and Flair's definitely up there too. There are probably others, you know, I thought about off the top of my head, but, you know, yeah, it's certainly fantastic. You know, most people who are listening to this show, probably everyone has seen the match, but, you know, it's worth seeing again. It's, you know, if you're listening to this in, you know, WrestleMania 52, then, you know, go back and check it out. And, you know, Shawn Michaels was a tremendous wrestler, one of the best ever. Undertaker was great as well. And it's, you know, classic storytelling. You know, I can't even imagine what wrestling would be like in 25, 26 years from now, just, you know, how much it's changed in that amount of time since I started watching it. So, yeah. Anything else to say about the match before we close?
No, you know, I mean, it was like I said, I mean, a million times, I mean, just a great match, a great moment, that will last forever. You know, Sean, like you said, taking the slow walk back up the ramp, clapping his hands, saluting and thanking the crowd, and taking that final, you know, pose on his knees with his hands in the air, you know, the classic Sean pose, you know, to close out the show, just an awesome, awesome moment. It definitely, you know, even after it was over and everybody was getting up out of their seats and leaving the arena, I mean, it's just all you heard people talking about was, oh, my God, Shawn Undertaker. Wow, what a match with Shawn Undertaker. You know, I can't believe Shawn's gone. I mean, that literally was all the chatter around me, you know, from leaving the seat through the arena, walking back to the car. You know, it was just everybody was talking about, you know, Shawn and Undertaker. And I remember that, you know, that was ruling Twitter that night too. I mean, I think, you know, Shawn Michaels was the number one trend, and Thank You Shawn was trending super high. And, you know, I even got a retweet that night from the WWE Universe, you know, for you know, thanking Shawn for everything he did, you know, for the company for all those years. And, I mean, just a big surreal moment that definitely ended, you know, with a lot of the positivity from everybody about how blown away they were from it.
Yeah. I think the easy thing to forget too, is that they had a lot to live up to. You know, I mean, that 25 match is one of the classics. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, have, you know, a lot of rematches of great matches have, you know, ended up disappointing, even if the two guys are good. I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to live up to a, you know, transcendent, you know, match like that. So to be able to have one that, you know, depending on your point of view is either, you know, I think it's a little better. Some people think it's about the same or close to as good. But either way, it's certainly in the same league. And to be able to pull that off, you know, a year later, and you know, quite frankly, Undertaker and Shawn, you know, they're both older. They're, you know, they both are beat up in a lot of ways. It was, you know, I'm, you know, it's just a challenge to get through something like that, and to be able to deliver on that level, you know, for a second time is really just incredible. And it's you know, it's a classic. What can you say? So
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just totally agreeing with you.
Okay.
mean, just so you know, most of the time. You know, like you said, when there's a big match and they try to duplicate that magic, it very rarely happens again. And, you know, they were able to not only do it again, but like you said, probably better. And, you know, for them to do that a year later, especially with how injury-prone Undertaker's been, and you know he hasn't been 100% the last couple of years, that he can still pull it out when it comes down to WrestleMania and, you know, and still Shawn Michaels, you know, after everything he's been through, to still be able to perform at that kind of level. Just, you know, speaks volumes for, you know, those two vets.
Absolutely. All right, Don, we'll let everybody know about Future Endeavors and where they can find you.
Of course, you know, Future Endeavors every Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, over on Blog Talk Radio. You can access everything on our direct website, which is just future-endeavors.com. You can hear all our episodes, read up on the news. We do a pay-per-view section every month for the WWE pay-per-view. Nice champion section on there if you follow, you know, who the champions are for all the brands, and that includes ROH, TNA, UFC. You know, the Power Poll is also hosted on there. So, you know, your weekly top 10 of all the top 10 professional wrestlers in the industry right now. We're also on Facebook, so definitely check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/futureendeavors, and follow us on Twitter, you know, Future Endeavors on Twitter. I'm myself, DX Don Mega, and hook up with the whole crew.
All right. Well, thanks for talking about WrestleMania 26, and thanks everyone for listening, and we'll be back with you another time.